Hello, and welcome back to Koala Moon, a podcast of original children's bedtime stories and meditations designed to make bedtime a dream. If you've been listening since episode one, thank you for coming back and choosing to listen while you fall asleep. Do you have a favourite story yet? We'd love to know. Or have you told your friends about it? They may enjoy falling asleep to it too. Personally, I think this one I'm about to read is very special. I've never been to the tropics before, but I like to imagine the jungle with all the different trees, the wonderful sounds, and the array of animals that live there. So for tonight's bedtime story, we'll travel to a tropical rainforest in the heart of Borneo. We'll hear how a kind-hearted lumberjack meets a couple of friendly orangutans, and how, as the day goes on, the lumberjack finds out more about the beautiful animals and the peaceful forest that they call home. Parents, Koala Moon is now available on Story Button, the easiest way to listen to Koala Moon and many other great kid podcasts without having to use your phone or tablet to play the episodes. Save $10 this month when you use the code KOALA at storybutton.com. Listen to all your favourite bedtime stories and more without using a screen. Learn more at storybutton.com. Before I start, let's fully relax to wind down your busy body and charge up your imagination. Take a few deep breaths in and out. Whilst you do that, wiggle your fingers and toes. Roll your neck. Now, snuggle down under your blanket or duvet and nestle your head into your pillow. As you imagine a helicopter, a rainforest, and majestic flame-coloured animals. Close your eyes as I read you tonight's story. When the Lumberjack Met the Orangutan by Gillian Rogerson. On an early morning in May, a helicopter flew over a lush green rainforest in Borneo. Inside the helicopter was a young man called Samuel Carter, who was training to be a lumberjack. He was going to spend a day in the forest looking for trees that could be felled and used for building materials. It was a beautiful day, and the sun shone brightly over the canopy of vibrant leaves. Samuel looked out of the window and saw the helicopter's shadow moving smoothly over the swaying treetops. Below the trees, he saw a river flowing gently through the forest. His eyes widened in surprise when he saw a flash of orange moving through the treetops. Could it be? Samuel smiled to himself. The forest below was home to orangutans, and he wondered if he had just seen one. His father was a lumberjack too, and when he was younger, Samuel had travelled with his father through many forests around the world, but neither of them had been lucky enough to see an orangutan. But maybe, just maybe, this would be his lucky day. The helicopter continued over the rainforest and flew over a large clearing. On the horizon was Cloud Mountain. The top part of it was covered in soft, fluffy clouds, and Samuel thought it looked like the mountain was wearing a hat made of cotton wool. The pilot found somewhere to land and brought the helicopter down smoothly. Samuel collected his bag, thanked the pilot, and climbed out of the helicopter. He stood back a little and waved to the pilot as the helicopter rose to the sky and flew away. The sound of its rotating blades echoed softly in the air for a few seconds. Samuel watched the helicopter until it disappeared from view. He slowly turned around and took in the beauty of his surroundings. The rainforest was spectacular. spectacular. Tall, thick trees reached towards the sky. Rope-like vines hung between moss-covered trunks and moved gently in the tropical breeze. Leafy vines wound around branches like tinsel on Christmas trees. Sounds of nature filled the air. Brightly coloured insects buzzed through the tropical air. Exotic birds called out to each other. Unseen animals shuffled through the thick undergrowth. The sound of running water came from somewhere nearby. Perhaps a stream or waterfall. The sun was warm on Samuel's back, and the fragrance of wild flowers and lush vegetation drifted towards him on the warm air. The air was fresh and clear, and Samuel took some deep, refreshing breaths. Relaxation and peace flowed easily through him, making him smile. Samuel walked away from the clearing and into the trees. The sun's rays flowed through gaps in the trees and caused shadows to dance across the forest floor. Samuel wandered between the trees, his footsteps light and carefree. Even though he'd been to other forests, this rainforest was more beautiful than any other he'd visited. There was a magical feel to it, as though it was enchanted somehow. Samuel felt like something amazing could happen at any moment. The leaves were greener than any others he'd seen. The air was fresher. The surrounding sounds mingled together to make a soothing song of nature. He sighed happily and continued walking. It was wonderful to be outside on such a beautiful day and in such a peaceful place. Samuel became lost in the magnificence of the forest, and it wasn't long before he realized he'd forgotten which direction he was supposed to be going in. He had planned his route through the rainforest days before, but he hadn't followed it at all today and had let his feet guide him along. But it didn't worry him at all. He was happy to be lost in such a delightful place. Soon, Samuel came to a gently flowing river. He lowered himself at the side of it and cupped his hands into the crystal clear water. He trickled the cool liquid over the back of his neck. It felt refreshingly cool. He looked downstream to see where the river was heading, and that was when he saw them. A mother orangutan and her baby were sitting further along the riverbank. Under the watchful eye of his mother, the little one was cupping his hands into the water, just as Samuel had done. And then he poured it over the back of his neck and let out a cheerful noise that sounded like a giggle. The joyful sound made Samuel smile. He didn't want to draw any attention to himself, so he stayed as still as he could and continued to watch the mother and her baby. The mother's fur was a glorious orange colour, with hints of red running through it. Her baby's fur was a lighter orange, and tufts of fluffy hair stuck up at all angles around his face, making him look even more adorable. A cheeky look came over the baby orangutan's face, and he reached into the river again. He collected some water in his little hand, and then playfully sprinkled it on his mother's arm. She laughed and gently tickled her son on his tummy. Samuel could have stayed watching the beautiful orangutans forever, but the mother became aware of him and looked his way. Samuel expected her to pick up her baby and move back into the trees. But she didn't. To his amazement, the mother picked up her baby, placed him on her back, and then walked slowly over to him. So careful and slow were her steps that it looked like she didn't want to scare Samuel away. Samuel stayed as still as a statue. The beautiful orangutans moved closer. The baby peeped over his mother's shoulder, his brown eyes wide in wonder. Mother and baby stopped in front of Samuel. The lumberjack and the orangutan looked softly at each other. The orangutan's eyes were amber with flecks of orange in them. There was a gentle smile on her face. It was a knowing smile too, as though she had been waiting to meet him. Samuel smiled at her. She felt familiar somehow, as if she was an old friend or a family member. A warm feeling of recognition flowed through him, making him smile even more. The baby smiled too and let out another delightful chuckle. He waved at Samuel. The lumberjack was completely lost in the magic of the moment and the enchanted situation he'd found himself in. And he wasn't at all surprised when the mother orangutan began to talk to him. "Good morning to you," she said. "Isn't it a beautiful day?" "It certainly is," Samuel said without any hesitation, as if talking to orangutans was something he did every day. The orangutan's smile grew bigger. "You don't seem surprised to hear me talking." Samuel shrugged. "Anything seems possible today. I feel like I'm in an enchanted forest." He stopped talking and looked closer into her lovely eyes. "Although, of course, I could be dreaming, and if I am, this is a wonderful dream." The baby said loudly,
"I had a dream last night. It was great. I found 150 berries and I ate them all up. They were yummy."
He grinned cheekily.
"Oh, you can talk too," Samuel said to the baby.
The mother laughed. "He never stops talking. Even when he's asleep, he talks. Sometimes he sings in his sleep."
"I love singing," the baby declared.
He opened his little mouth and began to sing something about tall trees and the flowing river. It was a beautiful song, and one Samuel had never heard before. The mother said it was the song of the rainforest, and all orangutans knew it. She looked over her shoulder and said softly, "Hush now, please, Ressi. Save your song for later." "Ressi? Is that your son's name?" Samuel asked.
"It is. I'm Kira."
Samuel gave his name. When little Ressi heard his name, he began to sing a song about Samuel and his green bag. When Ressi had finished his song, Samuel said, "Thank you, that was wonderful." He looked over Kira's shoulder and into the trees beyond, a small frown on his face.
"Are you lost?" Kira asked.
Samuel said he was and asked if she knew the way to the clearing at the entrance to the forest. Kira nodded and said, "Do you need to go there now?" "No, not yet. I want to know my way out when it's time for me to leave later on." He smiled. "I'm having a wonderful time wandering through the forest. I'm not ready to leave just yet." Kira asked if he'd like to spend the day with her and Resi. She said he could meet the other orangutans too. "Really? Wow, that would be wonderful. Thank you," Samuel said. "This way," Kira said. "We'll be eating soon. You can share our food." "Thank you. Thank you so much." Samuel couldn't believe his good luck. His day was becoming more magical by the minute. Resi leapt from his mother's back and landed gently on Samuel's chest. He wrapped his furry little arms around him and rested his head against Samuel's neck. The little orangutan was warm and smelled of forest leaves. Samuel had never held a baby of any kind before, but holding Resi against his chest felt as natural as breathing. He put his hand gently on the baby's back. Kira picked up Samuel's green bag and set off through the forest. Samuel followed her, trying to keep his steps as smooth as he could, because Resi was now asleep and snoring lightly in his ear. Through the lush green forest they went, the lumberjack and the orangutans. Nature's orchestra of forest sounds surrounded Samuel like a comforting blanket. The rainforest felt somehow familiar to him, like a beloved home he'd forgotten about. Kira leapt over a fallen branch that was covered in emerald green moss. Samuel carefully climbed over it, holding his hand against the back of the sleeping baby. They arrived at the place Kira called home, a small clearing set within the tall trees. A dozen or so orangutans were sitting in the shade of the trees. Some had sleeping babies on their laps. The resting orangutans raised their fur-covered arms in welcome towards Samuel. And again, he had that wonderful feeling of meeting friends who he'd known for years. Kira sat under a tree and put Samuel's bag down. He sat next to her. There was a quiet hush in the rainforest, and not a word was spoken between the peaceful orangutans. The lumberjack felt like he was the luckiest person alive. He couldn't stop smiling. Resi mumbled something about berries in his sleep. He let out a loud snore and his eyes opened.
"Who's snoring?"
he asked. "It was you," his mother replied lovingly. "Are you ready for food?" It was a magic word, and it woke the rest of the babies. Their little eyes opened. They stretched and yawned before jumping out of their mother's arms and moving towards their friends. Resi was still in Samuel's arms and asked the lumberjack if he'd like to help them find food.
It's easy, Ressie said. I'll show you how to do it. And I'll let you use my stick too. It's a special stick, and I always find the juiciest berries with it. Ressie got out of Samuel's arms and ran towards a leafy bush. The little orangutan rummaged about inside it and pulled out a stick that was bent in the middle. He waved it at Samuel, who said it looked like a very special stick indeed. Ressie returned to Samuel's side and asked him to follow him. The little orangutan headed into the forest, expertly moving the stick through the bushes. Samuel walked after him and looked at the bushes too, not sure what he was looking for. The rest of the baby orangutans followed them. It felt a bit strange at first to be foraging for food in a rainforest in Borneo with young orangutans. But Samuel had a wonderful time and enjoyed himself very much. He was impressed with how easily hidden fruit was found, and astonished at how much fruit little orangutans could eat in one go. Ressie was happy to share his fruity feast with Samuel, and even squashed a juicy fig to make it easier for the lumberjack to eat. Ressie told him his mother used to do that when he was a bit younger. The fruit was delicious, even the squashed pieces. Samuel was soon full. They collected more fruit from the forest and carried it back to the mothers who were still resting beneath the trees. Ressie told Samuel he was going to play in the treetops with his friends and asked if he wanted to join them. Samuel looked upwards and saw a couple of young orangutans holding onto vines and swinging easily from tree to tree. Some were only using one hand. Samuel thought that even expert acrobats who had trained for years wouldn't move with such grace and beauty. Even though Samuel was good at climbing trees with the help of his lumberjack tools, he wasn't sure he was ready to swing on vines yet. He said no, thank you, to Ressie, and said he would wait at the bottom of the trees for him. Samuel joined the mothers. He gazed upwards and watched in wonder as the fluffy orange orangutans moved happily through the tall trees. He heard their joyful calls as they flew as effortlessly as birds through the thick treetops. A few leaves fluttered down and landed as softly as snow at Samuel's feet. He picked one up and put it in his bag to keep as a souvenir of this magical day. He leaned back against the warm tree trunk. His gaze softened as he looked around at the beautiful trees and bushes. The resting orangutans smiled at him with tenderness in their eyes. Love and appreciation filled the young lumberjack's heart. Kira moved closer to him, and they talked for a while about how beautiful the rainforest was. Kira asked Samuel why he was in the forest. He hesitated a moment
before saying he was there to harvest trees. Kira smiled the gentle smile of hers. Humans often come here for that reason. When I was little, our forest reached all the way to Cloud Mountain. I remember one day when I wasn't much older than Ressie. I told my parents I would travel through the treetops until I reached Cloud Mountain, and I would do it without stopping. My parents thought I was too little to do that, and that my legs weren't strong enough for such a long journey, but I was determined to do it. I took it one tree at a time, and eventually I reached my goal. That sounds like it was an amazing journey. It was, Kira replied, the fond memory of her treetop journey in her eyes. Samuel, what will happen to the trees you take down? I'm not sure. I work for a large company and I don't know what they'll do with them. Maybe they'll be used to make houses. Kira nodded. Trees make wonderful homes. We build a nest every night in the trees. We make them out of leaves and branches. If you decide to stay here tonight, I'm sure Ressie will show you how to make your own nest. Samuel thanked her warmly and said he would love to stay the night. They didn't talk any more about his job, and instead they watched Ressie and his friends playing joyfully in their playground in the sky. Soon rain clouds moved across the sun. The little orangutans returned to their mothers, who pulled them closer and moved further under the shelter of the trees. A few drops of rain began to fall. Ressie gathered some leafy branches and held them out to Samuel, as though expecting him to know what to do with them. Samuel thought they were a gift and put them on his lap. Ressie giggled, took the branches back, and climbed onto Samuel's lap. He started to weave the branches together. Samuel soon realized he was making a leafy umbrella. Ressie gave the green umbrella to Samuel and told him to hold it above his head. Samuel did, and just in time too, because the rain began to fall heavier. Ressie settled his head on the lumberjack's chest. Samuel could feel the gentle beat of Ressie's heart. It was in perfect rhythm with his own heartbeat. The rain pitter-pattered on the surface of the leafy umbrella. The lumberjack and the orangutan stayed dry beneath it, cuddled cozily together like best friends. Just as suddenly as the rain had arrived, it abruptly stopped and the sun shone brightly again. Glistening raindrops lay like jewels on the tips of leaves. The little orangutans returned to their games in the treetops, and the mothers tended to other matters. Samuel helped the mothers where he could, but had to keep stopping now and again to take in the wonder of his day. He felt so at home in the rainforest, and the orangutans were becoming as lovingly familiar to him as his family. He noticed how the gentle smiles never left their faces, and the kindness in their eyes continued to shine brightly. The time flew by, and all too soon the sky began to darken. Ressi came down from the trees and returned to Samuel's side. He said,
"It's nearly bedtime. Are you staying with us tonight?"
"I am," Samuel replied. Ressi grinned happily and said,
"You'll need a nest. I'll help you make one. I'm very good at making them. Come with me, and I'll help you find the strongest branches and the softest leaves."
Samuel followed the little orangutan back into the surrounding trees, where they collected armfuls of fragrant branches and rain-washed leaves. They went back to join the others who were already building their nests in various trees. Ressi chose one of the smaller trees for Samuel to climb. The little orangutan went up first and placed the branches he'd collected in the nook of the tree trunk. Samuel took some of his tools from his bag and used them to climb the tree. Under the darkening sky, Ressi showed Samuel how to make a leafy nest that was strong and also very soft. The lumberjack found it easy to do, and a nest was soon made. The little orangutan made a smaller nest at the side of Samuel's and said he would sleep there. The lumberjack and the orangutan lay down on their soft green beds and gazed at the night sky. Ressi yawned and blinked his eyes tiredly. Samuel yawned too. The full moon was surrounded by thousands of twinkling stars. Samuel had never seen so many, and they seemed to be shining more brightly than ever before. Ressi stretched out his hand to Samuel. Samuel took the little hand in his and smiled at his new friend. Ressi began to sing a soft lullaby about the forest. The other orangutans joined in too. Samuel listened to their words as they sang about the tall trees, the flowing rivers, and the rising mountains, their beloved home in the rainforest. Right there and then, Samuel knew he didn't want to be a lumberjack anymore. He didn't want to take any trees from the beautiful forest. It was the orangutan's home, and he was going to do all he could to protect it. He would do his utter best to save each and every tree. He wasn't sure how or how long it would take, but he would do it. and just like Ressie's mother and her treetop journey to Cloud Mountain, he would do it one tree at a time until he reached his goal. The orangutan's song of the forest came to an end. Tired yawns came from all directions. Ressie smiled sleepily at Samuel and wished him good night. In a voice barely above a whisper, Samuel said, "Good night, little one. Sweet dreams." And in a beautiful rainforest in Borneo, the lumberjack and the orangutan held hands as they drifted into a deep, restful sleep.